episode number 140. Last chance for focus group suggestions.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Yeah, that's right. We're back at you for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm paying almost $4 a gallon for gas.
I'm not even happy to be here. You know why?
Because it costs you $20 to get here?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is like an all-time high. I've never seen it this expensive. I haven't put gas in my car for about 2.5 weeks, but driving past gas stations and seeing that 93 octane is $3.92 a gallon, it could be higher by now. That was like 3 days ago. I'm on a quarter of a tank, and I'm going to have to fill up soon. So
it's going to hurt real bad. It's going to hurt.
Oh, well. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Not buy gas?
Well, I think the only thing, well, it's too late now, but I always, anytime anybody said, hey, I'll bet you anything it's going to be $4 a gallon, don't say that. Don't fill out the polls online because somebody's watching, and they go, oh, well, they're prepared to pay for it, so let's charge them.
Yeah. Let's gouge them.
That's pretty
much
like,
make more money and stick more money in our pocket.
You don't walk into a dealership and go, I'm going to pay $25,000 over sticker for this car if I have to. The dealership isn't going to go, no, we're not going to let you do that. I'm going to go, oh, well, it's funny because it is $25,000 over sticker. Pay up, sucker.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's going to screw this country right into a big-ass recession.
Oh, but well, I know. What are you going to do?
Wait for the Volt. Not let them win.
I'm waiting for the Volt.
Not let them win by letting it get you down.
Yeah.
Pay it. Pay it or stay home.
Ride my bike to work.
It's going
to
hurt. It's going to hurt a lot of cool things. You know, the Woodward Dream Cruise.
No.
Nobody's, you know, who's going to drive halfway across the country except for those a-holes that have.
What kind of gas mileage do motorcycles get? Like 50 miles a gallon? 70 miles a gallon?
I heard an ad on the radio for Harley Davidson. You get up to 55.
Yeah.
For those loud honking things.
I'm sure one of those like little Honda bikes or whatever probably gets like 70 miles in a gallon or something.
I don't think
like
so. I think they get less.
Really?
I heard they get, I don't know. Somebody can call in and tell us what they get. Because I thought it was like 30 or 40. But I didn't think it was anything. It was surprisingly low from what somebody told me. But maybe they were wrong. I don't know. Somebody call in and let us know.
I'm just going to sell my Trailblazer and buy a Segway.
Well, you know,
I live 1.5 miles from work.
Yeah, lucky you.
I don't think I want to be driving that thing in the rain, though. Or in the snow.
Well, what if you just like got like 10 of them and you made like a little chariot?
A little chariot? Oh, yeah, instead of all the horses on the front, just all the Segways.
That's right. You get like one of those old sleds, you know, like one of those toboggan style plastic sleds from Toys R Us and have it drag your ass down the street.
Jeez.
You only need like 4 or 5 of those things to get a decent clip. Okay.
Well, moving on. I mean, we have to complain about the gas prices because, you know, that's what we do.
I'm not going to let them win. They may make me pay, but they're not going to let me. They're not going to make me hate my life.
Yeah. So next weekend. Next weekend is the focus group.
Yep.
And you're going to that.
Yep.
And this is the last chance for people to get their suggestions in.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned it before. I opened up a thread in the 2010 general news and discussion about, you know, hey, if you want to say your piece, throw it out there now because I'll take it to the panel.
Yeah.
And
has that thread gotten any better? Because you know what? I stopped reading it because I was sick of people asking for T-tops and removable B-pillars.
Yeah. I even said, look, you can't change the majority of
the car's
of this car.
Done.
The car's done. But there are things that can be changed that wouldn't impact, you know, throw a suggestion for a paint color out or
about marketing tips.
Exactly. Things that can be changed easily. And I made this pretty clear in the first post of the thread, but you know, people don't read that. They just go straight to the bottom and they reply with, you know, I want wheelie bars from the factory on it or whatever. No, that's not that bad, but there's some good ones in there. There's some ones that just nobody did their homework. They're just throwing it out there just to bitch. And that's okay. I expected both, but I'm going to take the ones that I know are valid and reasonable and possible. And I'm going to say, this is what they want still. So use this, even if a fraction of these suggestions make it in, or a fraction of the suggestions. We'll see what happens, but it's not too late. The thread is called going back to for another Camaro focus group. Provide your input, and again, it's in the general news and discussion section for the 2010 Camaro.
Yeah, so hurry up and get your thoughts in there.
Yeah, you have to get in there by what, Thursday night or something, because I'm gonna be heading there Friday.
Okay.
And then when I come back, the interesting part is when I come back and when we record our next podcast, it'll be just not even 24 hours after I've driven the cars.
Okay.
So it'll be fresh in my mind.
Coming straight here from it.
Pretty much. That's the ticket. Here's something that I better tell everybody about in case they missed it. They're not letting us take cameras this time.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
We did, Chris, you and I drove the concept at one time. We had cameras and video. And then I went back to the very first Disciple Focus group, and they let us take a
More videos, cameras.
The Camaro concept convertible. But now that it's a pre-production, intent for production, whatever you want, it's not for publication, and they will not let us take any kind of camera. So
they're going to take your cell phone away there?
If they remember to.
That's funny.
Nah, I don't want to compromise that.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait. I'm so excited now. I'm actually calm.
Yeah.
I kind of had to get myself in line.
Well, speaking of future cars, seeing more and more Challengers on the road.
I saw one on Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah. It didn't look like a base version.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a dark gray. It didn't look like it had the nice big wheels and the, I didn't see RT on it. In fact, it was very plain.
Wow.
It didn't look bad.
I've seen quite a few of them on the road around here. I don't know if are they still in testing or are they available at the dealerships? Because I'm seeing a whole lot of them.
Manufacturer plates on all the ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
Even the one I saw last weekend.
I think it was Easter. That's when I saw the most of them. I saw one of them by itself coming down Hayes here. And then when I was on 21 Mile, two of them in a row, one in front of the other, were driving down the road. So they were coming head on, so I couldn't tell if they had manufacturer's plates on them. So they're out there.
And they're not looking too bad.
No, they actually look pretty good on the road.
I like the G-meter that somebody mentioned in the automotive
news. I saw that, yeah.
I'm
gonna to 60 times?
I'm going to take that one to the focus group myself.
A built-in G-meter?
I think Camaro might have something similar to it.
You think so?
Well, in the Camaro concept, there's that digital, looks like an LED pixel readout in between the tach and the speedometer. And I believe...
And the torque meter?
No, on the dash itself.
Oh, the dash.
Console. Yeah.
Oh.
I believe that's going to make it to the concept.
That'd be pretty neat.
It's going to be like a little information center, driver information center. And I'm thinking that if the factory doesn't do it, somebody could hack into it and make it happen.
Yeah.
Because that computer is probably going to be pretty sophisticated by the time
it comes
out.
Wasn't that what they did with the GTO? It had like a built-in shift light, and you can turn that on. Somebody was able to turn that on.
Program it or something like that. I think folks there at Vector Motorsports could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
Oh, if it doesn't come factory, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that if it doesn't come factory, somebody out there is going to find a way.
Put it in. Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it said that LS1 Camaros were never meant to have long tube headers, and
what do you know?
Yeah, there's plenty of them out there. So,
yeah.
All right, we got to move on. I hate to do it because I could talk about this crap all day.
Yeah, speaking of which, I need to download the newest version of your screensaver.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Somebody, for some reason, I don't know really how it happened, but it did. There's in the Camaro concept screensaver that we release for free, and you can see my signature on the board if you don't know what I'm talking about. They said that it burned the words, press F9 to go to CamaroZ28.com into their monitor.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it'll work itself out because LCDs aren't exactly easy to do that on.
Yeah.
But I removed it, and I'd like to strongly suggest that everybody uninstall the screensaver if they have it and then download and reinstall the new version, which is 1.1. There's a thread in the site news and updates forum that tells you all about it.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, well, you know. No big deal. Everybody knows how to get to the site anyway. It's not like, I need to remind them.
That never worked for me anyways.
Yeah, it only worked on some OSs.
Yeah.
Some versions of Windows. Don't ask me why, but.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got? What's next on the agenda here?
We got a voicemail this week.
Oh,
actually,
yeah?
This voicemail came in right after we recorded last show, so it didn't make it in, but I'll go ahead and add it now.
Oh, right.
Hey guys, it's Bearsy 28. I actually just thought of something. Do you think that SLP might have a hand in any of the new fifth gens? Now they have the, you know, the SLP options for O2, you know, the O2SSs and whatnot. And yeah, just wondering. All right, thanks guys. Later.
Well, good to hear from you again, Bear.
As usual.
I would imagine SLP will be doing something with the new Camaro. I don't think it's going to be to the extent of what they did with the 96 through 2002 Camaros, where they're shipped over to their facility and they, you know, put on their hood and spoiler and wheels and stuff like that. But I think they're going to do something.
Well, when we were there at the concept the original concept unveiling in 2006, mm-hmm. Ed Hamburger and I and David Hamburger and I consider them friends.
Yeah.
We both do. We go way back, and I was talking to Ed, and you know, when we were looking at the concept for the first time in the flesh, so to speak, I looked at Ed and I said, "So Ed, what's your plans?" And he just smiled and says, "I've got some."
Yeah.
And he kind of left it at that. So it's probably going to be, I would assume, I don't know for sure because he didn't tell me any more than that, but I would assume it's going to be like aftermarket packages.
Yeah,
kind of like what they
so.
Have
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their own style of things, and that's cool. I agree with you, Chris. I don't think it's going to be like the second sticker that it used
yeah,
to be.
I don't think so.
But if anything that the SLP comes out with, we'll probably report it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So
they're definitely good friends of ours. Great suggestion or question.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one asked yet on the podcast.
Right.
Good one, Bear. And if anybody else has any questions or suggestions or want to tell us how many miles per gallon their crotch rocket gets, I'm not talking about your girlfriend's battery-operated toy. Oh! Give us a buzz. No pun intended.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Turtle wax.
Yeah, turtle wax.
Let's just move right into that.
Yeah. Is this blue packaging have sitting here on the desk?
What, a year ago, Turtle Wax sent us their new ice?
Yes.
Polymer-based whatever, card, mm-hmm. polish, whatever it is.
It was like 2 years ago because I still had my G6.
Oh, is that right?
And I put that on my wow. G6, yeah.
You know, back then it wasn't bad. It was good for a quick touch-up. We'll always recommend Zeno for a car show shine for
yes.
when you really have a few hours to dedicate to your car.
Yeah.
But we don't have a problem advocating things like the quick fix, the quick spray-on, walk-away type thing. Yeah, just, you know, just to help out for your daily driver or in between shows or if you got some, you know, crap on it that you just want to take off without doing the whole gig. Yeah, Turtle Wax sent us some of their new ice total interior care.
Oh, and interior.
Yeah, interior. Check out the packaging.
Yeah, the packaging is nice.
Can you hear that out there, ladies and gentlemen? There.
We were just discussing how the bottle is exactly like a ketchup or mayonnaise bottle. You know
the squeeze bottles, yeah. Not the kind you find in the restaurants, but like, you know, with the flip cap and everything.
Yeah.
It comes with a...
microfiber towel?
Yeah, but the thing that I can't get over, and I'm really stuck on this, is I'm looking at the side panel here, the packaging. And
yeah.
I'm going to read the list of things that it says. All-in-one okay. interior cleaner. Plastic, vinyl, leather, rubber, metal, clear plastic, and spot removal for fabric.
Spot removal for fabric?
Yeah, and they say all-in-one.
Okay.
Total interior care. So you can use this on everything.
Okay.
And it's cleans and conditions, protects plastic, vinyl, and leather. Non-greasy, you know, stain removers, anti-static, UV, non-drip.
Well, I know their Turtle Wax ice polish that they sent us was definitely not anti-static.
Oh, no.
In fact, it was a dust magnet. Because I remember putting that on my G6 and
right.
I was like, eesh.
I do remember that.
I mean, it looked great until it started attracting all the dust.
I think I do remember something like that. We haven't had a chance to try out this interior care. I just kind of wanted to bring it into the studio here and mention it. We'll kind of give a better report in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, if you want to check it out, turtlewax.com. Thanks to the folks at Turtle Wax for sending us this.
Yeah, look forward to trying it out.
I could use it because I hate spending time on it. I hate interiors for some reason.
I know.
Interiors. We'll try it. We'll report back.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. and we'll report back on the focus group from next week. I'm sure you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And
I'm pretty excited to hear how it was.
Having said that, I just thought of this. Because we'll be recording the next podcast pretty much directly afterwards.
Right after, yeah.
If anybody has any questions for me, for Chris and I to address anyway, next Sunday, when we record the next podcast, call in and leave them.
Yeah.
And I'll address them fresh off the phone and fresh from Milford.
Yeah.
Can't get any fresher than that.
Fresh.
Fresh.
All right.
I need some turntables now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And the next time you hear from me, I'll be grinning.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Damn well better.